You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we wrap things up on a Monday with a personal finance segment, as we do every Monday. This week, we're taking a look at the difference between good debt and bad debt. I'm not sure if there is good debt out there, given the landscape that we currently find ourselves in, but we seem to have an expert on that, and that is the Senior Program Manager at Old Mutual, Thabo Hollo, who joins me on the line now to take a look at this debt phenomenon and see if we can understand it better. Good evening, Thabo. Thanks so much for taking the time. How do we even start to understand what is good debt and what is bad debt?
Good evening, firstly, Jimmy, and thanks for the opportunity. Look, yes, debt is not all bad. Yeah, it does sound horrible when you say it's not that bad. But let's look at the reality. The reality is, I might need to start some business and I don't have adequate capital to start my own business on a corner. There's nothing wrong with raising debt and funding that business so long as you know that it's going to be a profitable business. So there is some categories of debt that can be easily categorized as good debt. Investment is such an example, and including investing in yourself. If you want to pay some school fees and you don't have hard cash on yourself, there is nothing wrong with going to a bank and say, look, can I have some student loan or study loans or something like that? So in a broad sense, good debt is the money that you can borrow from somebody else, right, and use that to, one, either invest in yourself or invest in a business for a particular return.
So good debt enhances something and bad debt doesn't necessarily do that, doesn't necessarily solve that problem. How do we look at debt from a long-term perspective? Because a lot of the debt, I mean, you gave the example of a business and the example of life, things happening. And I'm thinking about things like buying a house, buying a car. Some of those big ticket items are long-term debt situations. How do you identify that this long-term thing I want to get into is good for me, or this long-term thing could have some really nasty effects on my life because of how long the debt is going to be on the books for?
No, absolutely. It's something that accumulates in value. In its simplest form is, if you were to take in debt, you'd ideally want a debt that would generate some sort of return. If you look at the house, for instance, ideally you want to buy a house that would accumulate in value over time, such that the asset debt then outweighs the liability debt. So there'll always be that gap between what you owe and what you can get in return. So the longer you have it, in the long run, it should be able to give you something in return. On the other hand, if you have a long-term debt of some sort, that necessarily does not give you anything. That clearly should be categorized as a bad debt, whether it's a revolving credit of some sort, maybe a credit card that you are not paying anytime soon, but you don't see any returns in particular out of it. That you can categorize as a bad debt. However, if you take that even if it's a long-term debt, but there is some form of return to it, there is some sort of value add to it, or some sort of accumulation or building of wealth out of it, then necessarily you can categorize that as good debt.
Thabo, what about unnecessary debts? What does that look like? Well, how do we even, I mean, unnecessary seems like such a harsh word, but in some cases when we look at some of the debt, there's this category of debt where you're like, you didn't need that thing.
Absolutely. And it's precisely that, right? It's the debt that you actually, if you think about it, you actually do not need it, right? Yes, you might need a pair of shoes, but I'm not sure if buying a pair of 5,000 rands worth of sneakers on debt is necessarily a good idea.
Mara, so, you only live once, Thabo.
Yes, you absolutely live once, but have fun whilst you live in there. There is a clear indication, Jimmy, that there is a link between bad personal finance management and mental health, or even physical health. So do you want to live long and an unpleasant life just because you only live once? Yes, you only live once. But there's nothing better than living once and enjoying that life. Living within your means, that's what I say. So don't make, debt can be your friend. Eh? You can use debt in a friend and it can help you. But at the same time, debt can be your worst enemy. You don't want to get to a stage where debt runs your life instead of you managing your own debt.
Speaking of debt running your life, according to a Money Stress tracker, around 53% of South Africans are dedicating more than 40% of their take-home income to debt repayments. That surely doesn't sound like living the best life. And I guess for some South Africans, a lot of it is unavoidable debt. So in as much as I don't want it, and as much as I understand that it's bad debts, it is unavoidable because of the circumstances. I have to take it because of the situation I'm put in. In that situation, how do I then start to engineer the debt to then work for me? How do I then start to make that shift from taking it from a negative to a positive?
Let's start with unavoidable debt, firstly, right? If we as South Africans, and I know it might be difficult, right? Learn to live within our means. That's the first thing that we need to get right. Knowing to differentiate a very simple thing between the needs and the wants, right? This is what I want, and I'm willing to save for it, or I'm willing to defer it for the future. This is what I need. It's something that I absolutely cannot live without the food, shelter, and the likes of that. But there's things that we need to plan for. We as South Africans are notorious for conspicuous consumption. We like using debt to buy things that would make us feel good, but don't necessarily in a long term work well for us. But we are where we are. We know that we've over indebted ourselves. We dug ourselves into it. There are strategies to get that. But the first thing we need to learn, Jimmy, is to face up to that debt. It's amazing how many of us are scared to even look at our credit report, because we've messed up that much. But in order for us to get out of that debt, the first thing that we need to do is go to that very same credit report and say, how bad is the situation? And once you understand how bad it is the situation, sit with experts and say, here am I. I've dug myself into this hole. Please help me out. And believe you me, most of the lenders are not in the business of running you down. Right? Most of them want their money back. They would be keen to sit with you, work out some sort of a payment plan, work out some sort of a strategy. There are financial coaches out there. There are financial counselors out there who would say, look, let me sit with you. Let's work this thing through and let's help you get out of the situation. But the first things first is, if you can avoid it, rather avoid it and live within your means. Stick to that budget, stick to your plans, and live within your means.
And confront the realities if you are in that situation. Tabu, before I let you go, I want to look at the positives and the good debt that we touched on a little earlier in the conversation. Yeah. If I have the opportunity to take on some good debt or some debt that I can make use of in a positive light, how do I make the most of that? How do I, from day one, say, I've taken this particular piece of debt on for the purposes of it being good debt?
Firstly, let's stick to what we can afford. The challenge is, even if you want to start a business, right, you draw up a business, a solid business plan, and you go to a lender and say, look, I need money, and they give you X amount in terms of the money that you qualify for. The money that you qualify for does not necessarily mean you have to take the entire amount. So if your business, for instance, needs 300K and you can bootstrap with another 15K from your own savings, etc., etc. The fact that they say you qualify for a million does not necessarily mean you have to take the million. So take on the debt that you can afford, whether it's home loan, even in a home loan situation, or a car financing. Maybe using that car to go to work to generate income in one way or the other. The fact that you qualify for a million rand car loan does not necessarily mean you have to take that. So even within the category of a good debt, right, still try to function within your means, right, and understand what you're going to use that fund for, and try as much as you possibly can to repay that debt as diligently and as quickly as possible.
Focus on the bad debts, get rid of the bad debts, and then when looking at the debts, avoid them if you can. Don't take on unnecessary debts. Thanks so much, Tabo, for that conversation. We'll leave it there. Tabo Hollo, who is the Senior Program Manager at Old Mutual, on the difference between good and bad debt.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.